Yeah, I went right in beginning a visit with Jack Sanders, with this Tuesday afternoon, the 18th of March, 75. Channel 1, right, and beginning a visit with Jack Sanders is Tuesday afternoon, 18th of March, 75, with Gretchen and Joyce and Barbara and Wade, this Tuesday afternoon, the 18th of March, 75.
Remember that time we got your long line out, and I think two of mine, they got all jostled up together?
Yeah, man, I wasn't
right there. We had some fish on that damn thing, yeah. Too.
Hey, it's not only me and Frank when you got it. We pulled them up, trying to get to pull it to them.
Yeah.
We get sick, you know, and I just keep it going out in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, they get too many people around, they ain't got no place to hide. Now, I moved out where that's, you know, that old ditch down through there, it's swamp like. Man, it gets sticky, that.
Yeah.
And we killed a few of them, and then we cleaned it up, they do them. And down around Tuscarora, there's about 10 million in around that place.
Yeah.
Swamp rabbits, cotton trees.
Yeah. But then, that's been cleaned out too.
No, they're still in there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're still. And you can go here on Orange Lake, get on one of them islands, just run them down. Load your boat.
Yeah.
And boom, back.
Yeah. Well, now that's new to me. I didn't realize that.
Gators eat rabbits?
Yeah.
Gators?
Catch them in the water.
Well, there's more rabbits left than I figured.
Well, there's plenty of rabbits left. Ain't no flood left.
They call them hunting?
Well, hunting, and they just ain't no food, and then they're coming back to their own squirrel situation, like the hurricane we have. You know, we have an early hurricane, but it blows a nest out of the tree and kills a little baby squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
Never thought of that.
And Chris and him were missing, said the owl picked them out of the tree. And hawks, you know.
Does the owl pick the...
It's in the nest, see? They're in a nest, squirrels.
Yeah.
And when they're little, the owl gets in the nest and the hawks get the little baby squirrels.
Okay.
But they ain't got too small squirrel left. I don't know. Maybe y'all remember seeing this here thing. It was a couple of years ago. Wait, I was watching the news one day, and these, you know, people, game, very, what you call them, was picking them up out of the water. Hey, how are you?
Picking up the
squirrels out of the water, said they was moving on. They just going on with the boat, taking them out of the water.
What was causing them to move on?
I never did hear them say. Like a pool or something. I think that's what it said.
I didn't know squirrels swim.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
What do you want? Coffee?
I'm going to get fishing, I think, tonight.
Jack, you haven't been having a lot of luck with that catfishing.
No. But I'm going to feel fine.
Still too tough.
What you been doing on today?
Yes. We caught probably 25 last night.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. You should have had out by close to 600-700 hooks. So that ain't much odds, is it?
600 or 700 hooks, is it?
You had to get a commercial license to do that, right?
Yeah.
didn't run over 25 loops.
How many can you run with a license?
Didn't say, but I ain't allowed but 500 each line. Yeah, 500 loops each line.
Yeah.
You know,
some of
these boys used to, years ago, have 1,500
lines,
2,000.
Yeah,
I
can't do that more.
Yeah. Old man Burgess said they set out
4,000
a night.
Yeah. They say he had, like, maybe 2 lines, see? 2,000 lines.
I see a lot of water around here, I've not seen.
There's plenty of it. You know what you do, man?
Oh, yes, you got, water, right?
Yep, can't even count that.
Can't get too bad. Mm-hmm.
No, can't even count that. You got new? Lot loose, non?
Yeah.
All bigger, right?
All bigger.
Yeah.
And that one over across from Walbur, you can't count that.
Yeah, that's Georgia's one. That's over there, 1,100.
Oh, it's
it?
Yeah.
Where'd you put in there?
Right, where that little shack, well, you know what's going on,
yeah.
The highway, that little shack back in there, you pull it behind it, back up. I just on my line, right through the middle, and that other boy coming out at the door, run his around, cross mine.
Didn't get messed up, did you?
No. I was floating mine, he was thinking his, and so mine held his up, I guess.
Yeah.
He picked his up first.
Yeah. But you weren't there.
Yeah, I was there getting mine, but he just started on his end over here, and I started on my end, but he was over the lower end of my line, and before I get to it, but he got me across the line and got his mess.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you get him crossed up there on that end where he got a bunch of fishes.
Yeah.
Just pick the line up, take his tub, bucket, and go on his, and you know something, take it out.
I didn't see a big mess in that time we got our line crossed with the end.
Was that a mess? Yeah, I pulled off. I'm going to take the pull off. I'm a little high, so we backed up on the old gun and touched the wood. Anyway, we were in that morning pickup line. It rained like cats and dogs. We were in that canoe, and I was afraid we were going to get too much water to start with, you know. I told Willie, I'd leave this thing. I'd come back and get it. And that wind whipped from north. And them old hot men come right back in on that line, and me and my boy went back down and get it. We were that line an hour and a half trying to get it up.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, I've had some experience with hiking, and you can get tangled up in them, and you can't get that far.
Yeah, you can. But I can feel that old catfish on line, no, let's do it like that. I just yank that line harder to it.
Yeah.
And time I get that, I don't have it.
Yeah.
We ain't catching to it for you.
Yeah. He just gets tangled up around them hyacinths and then pull them off.
Yeah, when you pull that loose, it's so hard just to it live. You just that bust the pole right out of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, now that's, can you do that so much, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big are the catfish?
They're almost, some of them.
No.
Some of them. Like that. I always caught three last night about like that.
Yeah.
4 pounds?
Yeah, they made 4. I don't know if they want, but I'd say 4. You know, a bunch of them like that.
Well, now, is there any particular way you're doing?
No, it's a long time. I'm not a little boy.
Yeah.
I'm a catfish guy.
Yeah.
Do that?
Yeah.
I just put that on my
side. Potatoes?
And you see, before you're frying?
But you make most of your cut out of here. Yeah. Well, skin that head, take his eyeball, flip it out. Watch out, put him in the pot, and boy, it's all me.
Well, let me tell you, old Zion Mountain, you know, he's a pretty ignorant fella. He ain't been around much. He's telling me that there was a whole lot of meat on the head, fish head.
But it is a catfish, pretty good size.
And he said his daddy is one of the favorite spots for fishing the fish head, not so much.
Yeah. We used to dip back years ago, and it sold nothing head away, did it?
Chickens and all?
Yeah, they're just about chickens, huh? Well, they did top of the fish, but it did like top of the fish. But you take a fish, you know, like a brim, and feed them right on down to the gill, pull the gill out.
Yeah.
Feed them right over.
Yeah.
And fry. And a lot of people like to fin on fish, you know, they eat for the crisp. Mm. And them gills are that, you know, boy, is that crisp like a fin.
Well, I
did. And I'm on top of his head to get a little piece of meat.
What about fish throat? Have you ever heard of
what?
Fish throat? Somebody was telling me about that one. I think it was on Bigfoot.
But well, it might have been on there. I didn't hear that.
Where I come from, they use the fish heads in their gardens, you know, throw it in the garden.
My brother very much.
Now that's all different from what I'd understood about them rabbits, and them dogs over at your house now still run rabbits.
That's right.
They ain't your dogs.
No. I'm a good one. Oh, I met
them
one of them boys and girl come down there and let's see what they think of what they see the name of the dog. Tell me I want to rent a place. I told them I didn't know no place. They said they'd stay at a fair little sometime.
And then they light out up the road.
Yep. They get tired of running. They go back home.
That old red bone hound there, the monkey red one?
Yeah, that old black and white ring around that kind of shaggy.
Yeah, he's pretty good rabbit, though.
Well, both of them are good.
Well, now, if you're going to hunt rabbits, would you want some dogs?
Yes.
To jump and fight?
He come out by and get
him. You get
him? Take my old feet to it. Knock him down every time.
Take your old heart?
Feet to it.
How many licks would it take?
More. I don't have to stand up. Just a pow. Are
you shooting fire?
No, I shoot at him. Ten miles fast, you run at least top what you lead him, you know. You run as fast, lead him. Ain't running fast, don't lead him.
Well, you don't want to hit his back end.
I want to hit him right anywhere I can to stop him. When he's running, you ain't got much chance. You ain't got time to pick his shots when he's running.
He's bouncing too, isn't he?
You can hit him better if he's level down. Just yow! But if he's coming along like that, that's kind of bad. You got to be in his thumbed up staff, huh?
Yeah. Well?
I've hunted and fished all my life. I'm still going to do it longer, later, maybe.
Well, now let me tell you, I don't want to take over. You know, I don't want to steal any of your ammunition or anything.
You can do it like I just went out, but we will see.
But what I'm thinking, you can get out in your truck on these grade roads.
Are you going to call?
Yeah.
You got a car with a motor big enough to put it.
Yeah.
You <don't. laughs>
But I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
And you just, all you have to do is just go along the road there and you get all the squirrels you want.
Yep. Well, you can do the same thing in your car.
Well, I just, so what do you do? Just wait for them to come out?
No, he's along, don't be in no hurry. If he's along, see him sitting on them, just smash the brake. Ding. Down he goes. He's sitting out that side of the road on a limb.
And he don't pay no attention to you?
No. If you don't get out and go to slamming and banging the door, you just sit right there and make the break, sing.
Sit right in the car.
Yeah. Do not from the seat. See, I go down these grades and make them about 8 and 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I see that pull up sitting down, it's nice and break. I need it.
Oh, you don't just sit there.
No, I just keep riding. When I get that and I go on.
I don't think I'd see him going 8 or 10 miles an hour. I'd have to sit there and listen.
Well, if you get the idea of what you're looking for, he's sitting there like a black knot or a knot on the wall.
And he don't move, you just see him.
Yeah, he's sitting there eating or sitting there. Well, sometimes you see him run up the tree, you know. You're going by, you see him down the tree and he gets on a limb. First thing he comes, you next to him.
But you don't have to, you don't have to leave him because he'll stop.
That's right. Yeah. Stick his head out. You might get
it. One thing.
Yeah. Then you don't have to worry about him. If you hit him in the belly, you see, he's going to hit the ground, go to running or dragging, and you got to chase. If you hit him in the head, he ain't going to run and drag nothing. He's going to lay there.
You shoot him with a 22.
I hardly ever use that one.
Well, a lot of times you can't hardly see. He's up there, the light's bad.
Well, go around the other side of the city, stop. Put a light down on it. Now, I've been in the woods a lot of mornings. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you couldn't see nothing to the west, but you look back to east when the sun is coming up, there'd be a light. You'd see.
Yeah.
It'd be so dark.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go with the way the light is. That'd be dark, see?
Well, you still, you get little fish along and some rabbits and squirrels, but you still can't live off what game you kill.
I just thought all I need is a little bread and coffee.
You've got your vegetables.
Now I ain't gonna plant nothing this year. I got just a little open, a few live potatoes, and maybe that's all. I don't plant that coffee.
No corn?
Mm-hmm, no corn.
I had to buy it, didn't
it? Yeah, I'm ready to see.
Well, I was thinking corn's a lot harder to get. Especially.
Well, I don't eat that much corn.
How come you give up on the garden this year?
Well, it didn't make nothing last year. You know, that's where I don't got the corn. It's kind of wet spot. Turn off dry, it's too dry. Then go to raining, and back down last year, it falls it out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make nothing. Then open up grass so bad, and I decided that thing's going for a year.
Got grass out there.
Yeah.
How long have you been gardening out in that spot?
Well, it's pretty good. About 3 years.
That's nothing.
Well, I ain't done anything for 5 years. Yeah. Well, we just in the 5 minutes.
Well, I thought you'd been there for a long time.
No, I've been right across the road now. For a long time.
Well, how come you're the movie?
Because I bought this place and I lived in where I
was. Oh, was it?
Yeah. Where across the road?
Across the road there for me.
The White House?
That old tree, the house tore down now. We tore the house down too. They was two of you. Well, you know where you turn in with the mills out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you notice that pile of tin? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was across the road.
Well, what all did you get over there where you were born?
I got almost one over there.
How much went out?
About 3.5 acres.
That much?
Yeah.
Pretty good time.
Yeah.
And you you got your house?
Yeah, that old house. Yeah, that's an old house. I moved it.
Oh, what?
Then I tore the porch off. I had a back porch and I know inside fast enough, and I tore the porch off again. Then the kitchen out, made me a bathroom, all the history.
Yeah. I wonder what was wrong with the house.
Nothing on that old house, didn't need fixing it.
I was over there in that house. Is that the house I was in?
Yeah. You been over there too, please?
Well, now that's one of them good old houses.
It looks pretty bad on the outside. I about got looking pretty good on the inside.
Well, I'm not talking about the looks, I'm talking about how dirty it is.
Well, that's what it did.
You mean the doors don't?
Well, it did, but I've got them straightened out pretty well. And the side has got a little belly in it, but you can't tell it's the inside.
Well,
I heard the wall out the inside, so you get it.
What'd you do, sir?
I just spurred it out.
See now, I can't quite come. I've used that word myself, and I can't quite make it there, Wade.
Tell him what's burning out.
Look here now. If you got a 2x4 standing like that.
Yeah.
I drop back up on the ceiling, get you a plumb. Plumb it up. Drop back up the ceiling, nail your head and be stood. Straight in the wall, boy. We call that burning out. Get out there with a skill saw and reach some pieces. Put on the stud. Drop from 2 inches to nothing down in like a wedge. Leave on the stud.
Well, you didn't have any studs in that house.
No, I did. I had one every now and then. I put some more though.
I know, but it was that other sort of house. You didn't need studs on it.
I did. I put some more studs in that house.
Well, I mean the way it come.
No, the way it come, it weren't no studs.
Well, now what sort of house is that don't have studs?
Well, I don't know what they call it, but that's the way you used to build them years ago. But I'll build some of them.
You did. Can one man put them up?
Yep, but it's a bad job out old with roof number. He earned it.
Well, I was thinking about that board. You've got to hold that board up.
Well, you can do it, but he needs three. He needs three.
How did you go about it with three?
Put one on the top. Especially the gable end, put one on the top, one in the middle, one on the back.
Yeah.
And he stood it up, let them all three pulls. Well, them boys, some of them were wet and green like that, with 100 pound feet, just about.
Wet and green? And they're heavy, they're thick.
Well, they're full inch, most of them are 5/4.
Yeah. And unfinished?
Yeah, unfinished.
Well, of course, I'm going to say that's what you call an old turbine house, but it was also the old house the people lived in.
Well, we built a lot of it in one turpentine house, so people didn't know what turpentine still was.
Yeah.
But we built a whole house project like that one time in Cowles, Alabama. And the people rent them out. It's built a whole little house project.
Yeah.
And I don't think we used 2 or 3 studs just enough to go around the door. They didn't even see the inside.
Yeah.
Put the boards up in the batter, put the roof on there.
Well, you got that big heavy board. And then you put the boards together, and then you got that crack in there.
You got a batter going on top of that crack.
Where you get the batter?
Well, you got toast, huh? You call it batter.
Well, I know, but how do you get it?
Just I don't know.
By the sawmill?
Huh?
It's just something the sawmill has?
Yeah, well, you get like a 1x10, or two, or 1x12, or 1x4, or 1x3. They rip the lumber like you want.
Well, I had the dumb head. You remember Oscar Green? Well, he owned some of them houses over there and tore them down. The city made him tear them down.
Oh, Oscar Green, that old Green old man, one died.
Yeah. Well, he was my buddy.
You got as much money as he got? Had a lot more than me. What?
God, he's come down.
Well, let me tell you, you know all them tools that fella had?
Yeah.
He had a dozen hammers. He had a dozen of everything.
Yeah, but he got him a weight.
See what?
He got him a weight.
He did. But he had all them, that storage space back there, and them bins, and it's all overflowing.
Yeah.
And what she done with them all, I don't know.
I imagine he didn't open his jaw.
Who's Charles?
Charles Gibbs.
Well, anyhow, he tore them down, and I didn't get any boards, but I got a whole lot of those batten stuff, and I've been using that ever since. I just now used the last strip or two of it, and they, them little strips was handy to have around. I'm sorry they're gone.
Yeah, they did.
And they weren't just sapwood either.
No, most of them old things too when I was driving, they went and split like acorns.
Is that right?
Yeah. Split and cracked all over the place. I hate to go
Yeah. Well, now the baton one was lighter so bad, was it?
Some of them were.
Was it? Well, now when you put up the boards, they wasn't lighter. They wasn't dry. They wasn't.
They were more or less what you call hard, and they would make lighter.
Yeah.
And if you didn't dry them up when it was green, you couldn't dry them up. It fit like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they look white green and the seeds crack like, you know.
Yeah.
Have a little crack on it. Well, ain't you about ready? Let's go.
Well, any time.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, while you're sitting here, we won't get, I won't get to see these kids here picking up a little bit. I don't know these things. Talking about. Let me see. Tell me a little bit more. What's it? Is it just the drought that gets your garden?
Oh, yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it rains. But
what do you put in? Okra?
I just put everything. Peas, corn, okra, beans. Later, in it.
Yeah, and it's dry, your city water won't.
No, I don't fool no city water. That's what they tell me, that stuff will kill it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I ain't got city water.
You ain't hooked up?
Oh, you have?
Can't make it, so I'll hook up to it.
You pay for it, though?
No.
You don't pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Now we was hooked up to it, but I'll make it. I went back to more pump.
Did you have a meter out there?
No. I'll come to 1 meter. 1 meter, ready.
You mean for all of you?
Oh, you, there's some of the kids are on it, but you're not.
Not now. I went back. I don't know how I'm going to put in that stuff, man. If I'm going to get up right, this is six or six bags for the drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just didn't have my well run out.
You'd rather have it, yeah.
So I just go back in my well.
Well, now, are you chilling on it?
Yes. Kids don't see it. Work.
They don't know it better?
Yeah, they know better, but they ain't got no well. No, these damn people think they're so high and mighty and know too much, you know, they know less and less. Like these guys go up here and spend 100 years going to college and still don't know nothing in there. So the first thing they do is says, put chlorine in that water. And that's it. That ain't worth a bit. I won't get any water from any campus. Chlorine and that thing.
You can't find any water without that.
What, chlorine?
Yeah.
You can't leave.
And you can't be in the city water.
Well, I mean, don't put it in there. Why you got to put it in there to start with?
Well, they all do it.
I know it. So why you does it start with?
And sometimes it gets so much in it, you can't taste the water.
That's right. Or you taste the chlorine. But why you does it start with?
Well, they do it to purify it.
Do it to learn it. Ain't no water no pure, and going down that off the wall hall river and get you a drink of water.
Yeah.
Look at all these young people dying every day. And look at all these old people used to live 102, 120.
Yeah.
They didn't have no chlorine water.
I don't guess they ever had
it. No. All they had was river water or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you see, over here, I don't, at least I've got good pump water. It don't taste
yeah.
just like drinking water, but it ain't any chlorine in it.
Might taste a little catchy here, huh?
It tastes like frog. Jack, what about, how is your grapevine getting along?
That's still a growing.
You've got a big one there.
Yeah. Ain't very big.
Well, it's going to get big.
I hope so.
Fertilizer?
Yeah.
Keep it going. Mm-hmm. One of these days, that'll really produce for you.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Are you all going to the county council?
Yeah.
Take him with
you? No, I ain't well.
He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Them guys down there, that's about like what you mean. I got to use that on TV and I'm talking to them.
just turn it over to them.
Just turn it over to them.
You think there is a little politics in it?
No, ain't much. Most of it is hardly, don't know what they're arguing about. Yeah.
Troy does.
No, I gave up on that town council years ago. I went two or three of them and sitting there arguing. I got some cold beer.
I was there, and I remember I'd see you get out in the hall out there in the dark, you get in the air.
I had some beer in the truck out there one night and go back and get me another bottle of beer. I had one way up standing it back.
Now they was really cutting the dinos at that particular time.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever happened to old man, the man that had the store there?
Tyson?
No.
That Williams?
No. The man, you know, lived over there in front of Little Green. Had the store there where the laundromat is and the bar.
Oh, him and the old lady took place, he went back again. Is it still out
there? No, I'm talking about
Morgeson.
Morgeson.
I don't know what happened. I seen what they were missing.
Oh, you did?
I don't know what he did.
Well, I haven't seen him since he's on that town council. Since
he wasn't no good either.
Well, what happened to him? he could run his business.
Not too good.
Well, he made money at it, I see.
Yes, sir, he made money, ain't no joke. They was about to get all of them when they got out of there. He just quit,
didn't
he?
Yeah.
He just quit.
Found a good reason to retire.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since. And
but
I don't
you
know.
Ain't never seen a man getting August or nothing. What ain't a thief? If he ain't a thief, he soon will be one.
If he when he goes in, he
is. He'll turn out a thoroughbred thief.
Well, you see, Mr. Morgan didn't need anything. He had everything he needed.
And he'd a little bit more. You ain't never seen a murder in your life. What one greedy? He needs a little bit more.
Yeah.
That was murder that way, my little
reason. Yeah. Jack, what are you chilling to him?
Plumbing.
Hell, that's it. They play plumbing more than everybody else.
Well, one of them ain't good, my brother ain't good.
Where do they work?
One of them is camping there and they're fancy.
Oh, you mean they gotta go away on?
They stay there a whole week or 2 weeks?
Frank was on stage. Plant City was for a week. Well, they made some back there. I came at night and go back to the morning. Wayne Ray, they just go to camp and I'm staying at night.
Or at least they're out on the weekend.
Most of them.
Well, they live better at home there than they can down there, can
they? Yeah.
Do they garden and things like
that? They do late.
They don't do no gardening.
No, they do eggs.
Come over and get your eggs.
Yeah, Peggy does. Well, Peggy, she's got a little bit. Them boys.
Well, Jack, let me tell you. I hate for you to have to rush off like this.
I'll come back over and talk with y'all.
I'd like to go out.
We're coming to see if we can get into that pond down there. We can get some wet water enough to hold up.
Up there's a big enough hole where we can wrap two or three lines in there.
Yeah.
That's many things that open.
It's
been
getting out there.
But I'm on the side over there. Of course, I don't know where I can get back in there or not. But on the side, he used to start a church for you. Good, I gave you one then. Probably.
I never have been over there on Tractor's place.
Well, they back one, old back one over there. They used to kind of pretty good sized steel way back.
Yeah.
Old back one.
Is that where the boy got down?
No, I don't
remember. George Mitchell's boy.
Mine's him.
Out there by itself.
It's not too far from here.
Yeah.
No, the old back one.
almost did it myself in the same spot.
Yeah. You don't go out by yourself, do you?
Yeah. A lot of times can't get even laid people go with. You ready to go with them while you be sitting out nice time.
Well, I know you can go fishing and hunting and things like that, but getting out there on that water is what I'm talking about.
If I go back to that morning, go with somebody else. When I get ready for morning, back up, look at the boat, that's all.
Jack, how long you had that truck?
That's been 6 months.
Is it holding up?
Yeah, it's holding up. And I've done good work.
Do you, do you tune it?
Huh?
Do you put the spark plugs in?
I'll get my boy to get there behind me. Ain't been no spark plugs before 30 miles in the winter.
Oh, really?
They skip when I got it. They skip it, so I know you're changing, did
it?
Okay. I know you're changing.
Just let it go,
though. But now it's skipping on up the road. When it quit skipping, that's what worries me. So I'm afraid it's going to stop. Y'all come over and see us.
Bye-bye.
When you get them line rigged up, let us know.
All right.
I'll tell you on that.
I started not coming in. It seemed to me like an awful lot of people.
Wade? Oh, Wade.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Tell Jack I want to ask him one question before he goes. Take his head back in.
Okay. You ought to bring him up a job.
Well, you see, you haven't chewed me in on that. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Stick his head in.
Okay.
You haven't stick his head in here. I missed out on that. You all was arguing over there one day about rednecks.
I don't know what a redneck is. Now don't ask me that question, but I don't know. See, these young long-haired guys, I call them hippies, and they call them, like me and you, rednecks. So we'll keep our hair cut.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And Wade twitched in between. He's redneck and hippie both, see?
Yeah. He got a little both.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't answer that question now.
Well, now they were said you all knocked that thing around for a long time.
Oh, they did. They talked about it. I don't pay that no attention.
Well, what do you think? What do they talk about? What do you think they mean?
None of them will come up with no answer.
Redneck.
None of them will come up with no answer.
Yeah.
Only answer I ever heard about that thing that really anybody made any sense about it, so. Like you see, all the hippies, long-haired guys get together and they got their own party, their own thing going, see?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you got your own thing going. But a lot of this stuff, if you don't approve of, or I don't approve of, and they do, you know, and they, like some of these guys don't approve of, they do a lot of tattling, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the only question that I ever hear about a redneck. But to me, I don't care what nobody do, just as long as they don't try to bother me and hurt me or something. I don't care if he's smoking or drinking or whatever he do.
Well, the hippies figure, they figure if you don't go along with them, then you're against them or
now
something like that.
Now, just a tattletale, and they call you redneck. Now, that's the only question they come up with me about.
Yeah.
That's the only question.
Well,